The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for joining this podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Good Ranchers. If you're interested, you want more information, go to goodranchers.com/Tatum to get more information.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on social media at The Officer Tatum. Go to my website, theofficertatum.com. A lot to talk about today. I want to talk about Joe Biden. We're going to talk about new developments in Uvalde. We're going to talk about the shooting in Tulsa. There's so much to get into. So put on your seatbelts and get ready for the ride. First up on the chopping block is going to be a DOJ wants to investigate Border Patrol team that went into the Uvalde school. And I got a couple things I want to say about this. I said I was going to let it go, but I'm not. Okay? Just bear with me. As fake information has to be dispelled, Brandon Tatum has to be the one to do it. I watched a podcast last night from one of my really good friends, Mike the Cop, and his podcast is called Failure to Stop. He's a cop. The other gentleman is a cop. I think the other gentleman that's on his podcast with him was also in the military. He talked to several people, according to what he said on the video, and he's a measured individual, and I trust almost anything he say unless I have a reason not to. He said he talked to several individuals, got information from several individuals that are part of the investigation in Uvalde, and there's a lot of stuff that people are not getting, information that has not come out, and people are going to be shocked with the information that comes out. The DOJ wants to investigate the Border BORTAC team, and, you know, when they put articles like this out, this is from Town Hall, people feel like an investigation is a bad thing. I hope that the DOJ doesn't want to criticize BORTAC because the BORTAC unit showed up and they were the result of killing the suspect in Uvalde. However, when you read articles like this, you have to be mindful of the false or fake information that's presented. According to the article, it says local police appear to believe the situation was turned into an active shooter to a barricade. And they indicated that BORTAC blatantly disobeyed commands from the incident commander, which is the Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District chief. It's funny how words can really be misleading. When you say BORTAC disobeyed the commands from the Uvalde police chief, that's not necessarily true. Because you make a decision to go into the school because you have new information or because the tactical strategy that you put together was complete and now it is time to execute, don't mean you disobeyed what the police officer said at the scene. I want people to understand this very clearly. The Uvalde police chief begged for BORTAC to show up, for tactical units to show up. It is not rational to think that he begged for them to show up, and then when they actually got there, he said, stand down, and they had to disobey his command to go in and save lives. I mean, I'm not going to be rude to anybody about it, but I don't think it's very wise if you came to that conclusion. Another story that has come out of Uvalde, including or involving the police chief, is that now there's information that has come out, according to the Daily Wire article that I'm reading here, and also according to the state senator, Ronald Gutierrez, that there's a good possibility, he's very confident that this happened, that the 911 calls that came through or were called in by the kids that were trapped in the classroom, that information never got to the Uvalde police chief, Consolidated Independent School District police chief. I'm just going to call him the school district police chief so you guys can bear with me instead of me saying it whole long thing every time I mention him. That those 911 calls were not translated to him. They were not given to him. He was unaware that these calls had come in even though he was the incident commander. Now, according to State Senator Gutierrez from San Antonio, he made mention that the information from the dispatcher made it to Uvalde officers, but not the Uvalde Independent School District chief who's making decisions. Now, this seems like a complete breakdown of communication, and I believe this never should have happened. But doesn't that change your perspective just a little bit of the responsibility of the Independent School District chief? That maybe his instructions weren't to stand down and to sit there while a man is roaming through the school murdering people. Maybe he never heard the calls. He never got to him that there were calls that were made. And so his tactics and his instructions were different than what we now know had occurred. Last night on the podcast that I listened to, you should check it out. Mike the Cop was a former police officer. Me and him have been cool for a couple years now. Ever since I left the police department, we've been in contact. On his podcast, Failure to Stop, they indicate that evidence or the information that they have indicate that shooting had stopped for 40 minutes, meaning that after the initial shots, there was no more shooting. There's also information that have come out in this same Daily Wire article, I believe, is that the shooting has stopped, and also there is potential of hostage negotiation that occurred, or at least it was an attempt to negotiate with the shooter. Some people may say, why would they negotiate with the shooter? He's in there killing people. I want people to understand that the shooting and killing, it appeared that it had stopped for a long period of time. The shooter was isolated in one room or two rooms, conjoined rooms, that was joined by a bathroom. He was isolated in that one area. If you were able to see a map, and I made a video about this on my YouTube channel, the Austin Tatum YouTube channel. If you were able to see a map of the school, you will see that this shooting situation was isolated in a small part of the school. When you look at how massive the school was, the cafeteria, all what appear to be portable rooms, that's a K-12 school. I don't think it's a K-12 school. It's an elementary school. So all of these classrooms that you can see on this map is a much larger school circumference than this area where the shooting actually occurred. So when people were making the statements that, you know, a parent had ran in and got her kid out of the school, that could be partially true. But the parent may have gotten their kid out of a portion of the school that was nowhere near where the shooting had occurred. So with some of this additional information, and I know it's jumbly, I'll just take it here and there and do your research on your own. But with this new information coming out, I hope that people will take a pause and say, okay, if I originally said that these cops are cowards or whatever, just take your time, take some time, and realize that there's a lot more to come out and that Brandon Tatum is typically accurate about situations like this. I want to jump to another subject, same topic, another subject, or another location, the Tulsa shooting. Now, ask yourself this question. How much coverage are you seeing about the Tulsa shooting? How much coverage? I would argue that I'm looking on the internet and I'm seeing more Uvalde than I'm seeing about a Tulsa shooting that just happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma at a hospital. This person happened to be black, and he also killed a doctor who was black. But nobody's covering this. Nobody cares. Why? Because it does not fit a narrative. Because the police response was pretty good. They technically, from the time the call came in to the time they reached the feet of the suspect, he was already dead. It took 9 minutes. I think it took them 4 minutes to respond, or 3 minutes to respond to the actual hospital after the 911 call was made. So there's no criticism of law enforcement. Then you had a guy that went into the hospital and he had a handgun and a rifle. And they believe that he fired from both platforms. And then he went in up to the second floor and murdered four people. I think it was maybe three people. Three or four people, including himself. Or not including himself, but in the, you know, outside of him killing himself. I got to get the number right. I see pictures of four people in my mind. and then including himself will make it five, but I'll verify that. Some of you guys probably already know the number. But he kills them in cold blood. He kills himself. And the media don't want to have anything to say about this situation. This is not going to be included in the shooting violence in America. Joe Biden didn't even bring this up in his speech. And this was a story that happened a few days before his speech. He didn't even bring it up. And I'm telling you guys, when there's a black shooter in a mass shooting situation, the media, the leftists, the Democrats, they have no ground to push their white supremacist gun-grabbing legislation, so they won't talk about it. You're listening to The Officer Tatum Show. We got a lot to talk about. Call in 844-900-7243. I'm out. As you know, our friend Mike Liddell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives. He did not stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike Liddell has done it again, introducing his My Slippers. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last long, so order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop this. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and out all day long, made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, made with quality leather suede. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click the radio listener square and use promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com. Welcome back to The Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. And as you all know, our friend Michael Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply making the pillows. Michael Lindell has done it again, introducing the My Slipper. For a limited time, you will save $90 off a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last long, so order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop the My Slipper. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long, made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, made with quality leather suede. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Brandon. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have attempted to use promo code Tatum in the past, you can still use it now. I think there was an error with the code, so you can go in and use the code. You'll get the discounts on the MyPillows and also the MySlippers. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to spend a good majority of this show talking about gun legislation, because this is a very pivotal point in our constitutional republic. If you do not think that this is huge and that if we lose rights to our guns, that this is the beginning of the end, this is a slippery slope. The news has already pushed propaganda enough to fool half of the people in America. Half of the people in America don't have any idea the ballistics of an AR-15. They have zero idea of the amount of shootings that are done every year from an AR-15 versus a handgun versus people getting stabbed to death versus people having heart attacks. There are people in this country that probably believe that all of the deaths that occur in this country are due to handguns. A majority of the deaths are due to handguns. That's not even true. You know, most people, medical malpractice kill more people than just about anything I can think of. About 400,000 people at the higher end, about 400,000 people a year are killed through medical malpractice. That's leaps and bounds above any shooting death of a citizen by a police officer. Gun murders total don't even come close to medical malpractice. And the leading cause of death for most people are heart disease, heart attacks, you know, people who are overweight, diabetes, strokes. All of these different things lead to people dying in this country far more than handgun violence. I'm going to do the research for you guys because I want to get the numbers specifically. But just as a normal man with intelligence, and I know a lot of stats, that if you take away suicides, which account for 65% of adult gun deaths or suicides. If you take away suicides and you take away gun violence that are gang related, Or you could say just take away the gun violence that's perpetuated in the inner cities around the United States of America. If you take away suicides and gun violence in the inner city, we it would appear that America has zero gun problem. And then if we took away accidental deaths, we took away suicides and gang violence, which in most cases, the victims of gang violence are other gang members. And sporadically, you know, you have people that are innocent bystanders. But if we take away that, we wouldn't even be talking about gun laws. So the question is, instead of talking about suicides in this country, instead of talking about the gang violence that go on in the inner cities all around the country and all around the United States of America, not just the inner cities, why are they just focusing on rifles? I want you to hear one of the representative, Democrat representatives. So if you ever thought about voting for Democrats, you know where these people stand. Democrat representative, I want you to listen to what the statement was, the statement that was made by this person related to gun laws. Let's roll clip one.
Enough of you blaming mental illness and then defunding mental health care in this country. Enough of your thoughts and prayers. Enough. Enough. You will not stop us from advancing the Protecting Our Kids Act today. You will not stop us from passing it in the House next week, and you will not stop us there. If the filibuster obstructs us, we will abolish it. If the Supreme Court objects, we will expand it, and we will not rest until we have taken weapons of war out of circulation.
Did you hear what he said? If the filibuster obstructs us, we will do away with it. If the courts reject it, we will expand it. Do you know what he mean by expanding it? It means packing the court. Right now, there's more conservatives in the court. They want to put more members of the court and pack it with liberals. Therefore, the court is overwhelmingly filled with liberals. Therefore, any agenda that they push, if it is left up to the courts, all the liberals will make decisions in an overwhelming manner, and conservative representation will mean nothing. It's called cheating, ladies and gentlemen. They want to cheat their way through legislation. Let me tell you something, because it pees me off. The gall of these people. The filibuster, you will get rid of the filibuster. You're going to change the courts unilaterally? Is that the will of the people? Because last time I checked, I don't think the people want a supermajority of any conservative or Republican in some roundabout way packed into the Supreme Court. How would they feel if Republicans were in office and said, we're gonna pack the Supreme Court with extra people, as many as we need to have a majority representation? Therefore, we can push any legislation circumventing the checks and balances of the different branches of government. The checks and balances of the filibuster in Congress. They want to do away with any measure that will check the lunacy that they're pushing. The weapons of war. First of all, they use the M4. They don't use the AR-15 in war, at least not in the United States of America. Don't you find it considerably ironic that Joe Biden wants to ban weapons of war in the United States of America, yet send hundreds of millions of dollars worth of weapons of war to Ukraine? And you know that, you know, Ukraine was passing guns out to their citizens. They were passing out ARs to citizens. Every man for yourself. How stupid do you have to be to believe that Democrats are acting in good faith? And I don't want to call you stupid, but the decision or the thought process is stupid. Not you, because I don't know you. But if you're thinking that the Democrats are acting in the best interest of our children, you are extremely misled. Because Joe Biden, out of his own mouth, or not out of his mouth, that came out of his mouth, the thoughts relate to his press secretary, that he is against, he is not in favor of protecting the schools. I got a minute to say this. Somebody explain to me, if you really cared and you talking about and you got the names of these children and you're explaining excruciating deaths, details of their deaths before they've even been buried, to bolster a claim, and you rather wait till Congress argues for legislation than to harden schools immediately. When 9/11 happened, it was an immediate response in the airport. When any of these things happen, they were immediate. Democrats are lying. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on my social media platforms at The Officer Tatum, or go to my website, theofficertatum.com. All the information that you need will be there. Ladies and gentlemen, I got a special guest, and I'm going to divert from gun violence for a minute, or these crazy lunatics in the Democrat Party who are pushing gun control. I mean, they're really pushing totalitarian control. It has nothing to do with the guns. This is just a beginning point. But I want to bring in a special guest, James Carafano. He was on my show before. This is the second time he's been on my show. So I appreciate him coming. Heritage Foundation, national security and foreign policy expert. James, I want to touch on a few things, because I was very upset that Joe Biden is suggesting that we need to get rid of AR-15s, yet we're sending billions of dollars to Ukraine for that very purpose. And so can you explain or give us some context on how the policies that Joe Biden is implementing in Ukraine affects the United States of America?
Yeah, that's a really great question, and I understand why people are confused about Biden's policies, because they instinctively don't make sense, and there's a reason for that. It's policies are about values and interests. You know, we do what's in the best interests of our citizens and our country, and we want to be consistent with who we are, just like in your family, in your community, you want to do the right thing. Well, the problem with Biden is his interests aren't our interests, and he doesn't care about our interests, and his values aren't our values. So I think it's really helpful kind of to parse these things separately. I'm so glad you guys are on the gun control issue, because it's a perfect example. First of all, it's a constitutional right, which is irrevocable under our Constitution. And it's being assaulted by the guy who took an oath of office to defend the Constitution, which is unconscionable there. Not to mention that the right of gun ownership is a vital public safety factor. I mean, you know, this is a former law enforcement officer. I mean, people talk about hunting and shooting and everything all they want, and, you know, going to the range. But the reality is the responsible gun ownership is probably one of the most important and valuable public safety things that can happen in this. So that policy, what he's doing there, makes no sense. I think we have to parse that from foreign policy Ukraine, because gun control makes us less safe here at home. Allowing our enemies who want to see a world without America makes us less safe abroad. And we ought to be able to deal with both, right? We ought to be able to support our police, get inflation down, have a strong economy, not try to do crazy things to our children, have decent schools where they're educated. And at the same time, we ought to be able to go to bed at night and wake up in the morning and not worried about getting murders in our bed. And China, Russia, and Iran, I think, are the three great malicious powers in the world today that want a war without America and have both the capacity and capability to do ill to us. And what's why it's important to support the Ukraine. Matter of fact, if you listen to the Russian media just today, they said, and Russian officials have said, they are not at war with Ukraine. They are at war with NATO. They are at war with an alliance that we are in. They want to see Europe distracted, disorganized. They want to see the United States pushed out. They want to see the United States isolated and alone. Eventually, they'd like to see a world without America. I see, by the way, exactly what the Chinese want. The Chinese are Russia's stalking horse in Europe. They want to see us weakened. And Ukraine's just the first stop. And so by supporting the Ukrainian people, which I'm all in favor of, and allowing them to defend themselves, much in the way the French supported us during the American Revolution, we are doing something that's in our interest. Now, where you and I, like, totally agree, because we just use common sense. You don't have to be a four-star general or the president. You just have to use common sense. We agree that this $40 billion supplement they just passed, we scratch our heads and say, well, what the heck is this all about? You spent trillions of dollars. You're running the economy into the grain. You have rampant inflation. And many of those billions of dollars haven't even been spent. And so if we need to do important things for the Ukraine, we should go back, take the money that we've already allocated for stupid things, and use that to do responsible things. The other part of that spending, and I think this is the part that really gets people torqued up, and rightfully so, is there's like $15 billion there of just money that we're going to give the Ukrainians for stuff. Well, I have the world's best analyst on foreign assistance. This guy has run U.S. government programs, multi-million dollar programs in combat zones. And he took one look at this bill and he said, Jim, you cannot spend this much money this fast and not have massive fraud, waste, and abuse. And that doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help the Ukrainians. They want to get rid of corruption. They want to spend the money on good stuff. If you're just throwing money at them, it's actually making their problem worse. And you're not helping the Ukrainians by bankrupting the United States.
Hey, James, I got about a minute and a half left, and I want to ask you this important question because I think that I have my opinions about it, but I want to know what you think about it. With the LGBTQ stuff going on in the United States of America, the breakdown of the family, the degradation of moral values, the lack of protecting our schools, physical protection of our schools, and the fussing and hatred that's going on in our country, the claims of racism, the division, what is this doing? In 1 minute, I got 1 minute left. What is this doing to our country? Does this make our foreign enemies more susceptible or make them more eager to attack us?
It makes them more confident that we will fall apart. It makes us weaker and more divided. And I'll tell you something else. If I could stick around after the break, I will. The people adhere, which are trying to destroy us from within, they are in league and using the same ideas as our enemies in China and Russia. And I'll explain that to people. BLM and the Chinese Communist Party have more in common than you and your neighbor.
James, I want to bring you back to let you finish your thoughts. You guys are listening to James Carafano, Heritage Foundation National Security and Foreign Policy Expert. Listen to the Austin Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Catch me after the break.
Is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so blessed to have you with me. My callers have been holding on, and I'm going to get to all of y'all. If you want to call in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. I want to continue the conversation about Joe Biden. I'm going to get to my callers first, and then we will re-engage in that spirit. So, Brady from Las Vegas, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Yeah, how you doing today, sir?
I'm blessed, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Hey, your last caller, you were talking about arming the Ukraine, and a lot of people are for arming the Ukrainians, and I'm one of the few people that have been for Russia since day one, and the reason being is when I look into who's in the Ukrainian army and these people that the army follows who are their leaders, like the Banderas, and who the Azov Battalion is, and the right sector, and Svoboda. And I find out our military in the United States have been training these people and arming them, the neo-Nazis of the Ukrainian army, for the last 10 years behind our backs. I think we're getting to the point where truth is coming out. I don't want to see one more dollar, one more weapon, one more missile hardware ever flown into Ukraine. I would rather see Vlad have all the weapons sent to him and destroy these Nazis while he's doing a good job at it right now. Keep it going.
Brady, thank you so much for the call. You know, he brings up a really interesting point because I've heard this before, but I'm confused by it because are these people really neo-Nazis that are fighting on the Ukrainian side? Because I heard these certain sects and groups are like neo-Nazis. And it's like, the Azov guys, and it's like in my mind I'm like, how are we giving money to people who could even be associated to neo-Nazi. And in America, we're claiming that neo-Nazi white supremacists are the biggest problem in American history. It just confuses me. Daniel from Texas, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, Brandon, thank you for taking my call. You know, these people, these yahoos up there in Washington are talking about taking these semi-automatic weapons and everything. I imagine about 80% of hunting shotguns in today's world are all semi-automatic. I've got a little .22 rifle that's a semi-automatic. They don't know what they're talking about. I mean, people use these guns to go out duck hunting, rabbit hunting, dove hunting, whatever, squirrel hunting, things like that. And they do it, most of them, 90% of them do it to put food on the table. And you know, they just do a blanket statement about wanting to take semi-automatic weapons. Oh, they're so bad and everything. And, you know, they keep saying enough is enough. Well, where is the Republican Party? Why aren't they standing up there and saying, yes, we agree, enough is enough? Instead of letting these criminals out continuously, one after another, they bring them in, they get their fingerprints, they say, well, you've got so many frequent flyer miles, so we're going to let you go in 30 minutes. You know, why aren't they saying, enough is enough, put the criminals behind bars and all this crap will stop?
Daniel, thank you so much for the call. Ladies and gentlemen, Daniel is right on point. And I don't know if he knew this or not, but according to the H.R. 7910 or 7910, the Protecting Our Children's Act, one of the premises that they are standing on is that raising the legal age to purchase a gun, centered, they call it for certain semi-automatic center fire rifles or semi-automatic center fire shotguns. From 18 to 21. Now, let me just give you guys an example. I have a semi-automatic shotgun, and the other one might as well be semi-automatic because it's a pump action and it holds 14 rounds in it. And I can shoot that just as fast as I can shoot, the semi-automatic shotgun. But ladies and gentlemen, think about this. What does a semi-automatic shotgun have to do with Uvalde? How many shotguns have been used in mass shootings? Maybe back in Columbine, but I don't think that I don't even know if it's on the record. It wasn't even recorded in the documents that I looked at how many people actually use a shotgun or use something different than a handgun or a rifle. Well, listen. Let's just break this down real quick, and I promise I'm gonna get to the other callers, Michael and Nick. Just hold the phone. Listen, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know the difference between a semi-automatic weapon and a fully automatic weapon. They don't know the difference. They don't know the similarities. They have no idea what they're talking about. Sheila Jackson Lee, I made a video on my YouTube channel like 2 years ago. It's got millions of views. Sheila Jackson Lee believe that a 50 caliber bullet comes out of an AR-15 or the AR-15 platform that we are familiar with, the 5.56 platform. She don't know the difference between a 50 caliber bullet and a .223-5.56. She have no idea what she's talking about. She said an AR-15 is heavier than 8 or 9 boxes that she can hold in her arms. Somebody must have showed her a 50 caliber rifle that shoot 50 cal, and y'all know the ones that will literally knock your shoulder out. Somebody showed her that, and she thinks that's an AR-15. I just these people have no idea what they're talking about. The guy, the Democrat representative, Mundaire Jones, a Republican, was in the hallway and said, we're banning all semi-automatic weapons. And he go, that don't mean we're banning every weapon because the handgun is not included. Hey, idiot, handguns are semi-automatic. I will never understand. Michael from Florida, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Thank you for your service, Officer Tatum. What I'd like to bring into light is this administration just let over 700,000 plus gotaways. They're not here to plant flowers. They're 18 to 30, 40 years old. They're here for the army. All they have to do is acquire firearms. you know, and there's 400 million firearms in this country. They can fight, they can get those firearms fairly easily. Now you got an army, an armed army. And now this government wants to take our guns away. Law-abiding citizens that bought them legally, they went through all the background checks and everything else, and they want to take our guns away. That's the only thing that's keeping the foreign governments from invading this country. They don't know who has all these guns, all these 400 million guns that are out in this country. They don't know who has what. But the government wants to go ahead and collect them all from us. Well, let me tell you, as a law-abiding citizen, good luck with that. It ain't going to happen.
Amen, Michael. Thank you so much for the call. It ain't happening in my house. This is the hill that I'm going to set up on, and I'm going to if it comes down to it, then this will be the end, because this is the hill that I will die on. You're not coming and taking our guns, because once they get the guns, it's over. And y'all got to understand the ideology behind this. Do you honestly think this is going to be a smooth process? They're going to ban all AR-15s. Now, high enough. You know what? I want to curse y'all. How in the F word do you imagine that somehow the government is going to eliminate hundreds of, it's probably close to 100 million rifles in this country? How? What if people don't participate? Then what? You're going to come and do a forced entry in everybody's house? You got to be stupid. I know people that got hundreds of guns. How are you going to get that? And then if you do, you know how much money, first of all, you know how much money is made in firearms? We got 400 million firearms in this country. That's an economy that's reliable. Everybody needs guns. People consistently buy guns. Everybody needs ammo. They do it for training. They do it for shooting purposes. They do it for hunting. There's so much money made in the industry. You're gonna cut off a money making industry like that because of what? Now what are they gonna give us? Water guns? You know what I'm saying? Fuel efficient? Are they gonna give us electric guns? I mean, you gotta be out of your mind. People are not gonna listen. And just say that all of us listen because we become dumb one day and we don't care about our freedoms and our God-given rights and we decide to give them our guns. They're not going to pay fair market value for them. So all of the money you spent on them guns, the tens of thousands of dollars you may have spent on guns over your lifetime, is going to be poo-pooed because they're not going to give you the money for them. Now, do you think Ray Ray and Pookie, and do you think Zach and Zaire is going to turn in their guns if they're illegally in possession of firearms? God, I can't believe these politicians are stupid. How did they ever make it there? If you're a Democrat and you voted for them, you should be ashamed that you put these people in office. Listen to the Austin Tatum Show. Hold the phone.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back. I really do hope you guys are heading into an incredible weekend and that you are enjoying spending as much time as you can with your family while you can. And for those of you who don't have a family, you need to spend time with the Lord. And the Lord will fill the void that you may have or that you believe you may have. Because, just because a person is your family member or a person is not your family member does not mean that you can't build quality relationships with other people. I've been living in Arizona away from my family. All my family live in Fort Worth, Texas, or, mostly North Texas area. And I have been able to develop plenty of quality relationships. People that live here in Arizona are like my family. So don't ever feel like just because your kinfolk ain't around or you don't have your kinfolk to lean on, that you cannot develop positive relationships and be happy and have people that are connected to you in the same ways that some people use their families. But if you do have a family, then love your family. You know, I made it a point to call my grandmother on Sundays. Every Sunday I call my grandmother and tell her I love her and tell her hello. And she all she wants me to do is call on the phone. She said, just call me on the phone, say hello and bye. That's all I need. And I've been struggling with doing that for many years. And now I made it a point to say I'm going to prioritize my family. and call her on the phone, tell her I love her. And I think that we should be considered doing that to everybody. You know, don't take life for granted, man. Today you're here, next day you could be gone. We've seen it in Uvalde. We've seen it in all these other mass shootings. Now, you know that's far few in between when you look at the total population of the United States of America. You know, there's hundreds of millions of people who were not involved in that situation. But you never know when it could be you or your family member or your wife or your husband, your child could be gone in an instance. So enjoy your family. Enjoy your life. Don't let all that stress hold you down. Don't let it bog you down. Release that stress. Find some music you love listening to. Get that stuff you can't control out of the way. Don't worry about it. If you can't control it, don't worry about it. Give it to God. But let me get to some of these callers who are calling in. If you want to call in and be a part of the conversation, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. It's a Friday, and I want Jay from South Carolina. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, Officer Tatum, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing well.
Like I said, my biggest thing is all I want to say is don't drink the Kool-Aid that the Democrats is trying to put us out in. Just the poison they're putting in, it's a cult. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Amen. Thank you so much, Jay. Thank you for the call. I agree with Jay 100%. If you're on the fence, don't buy into this stuff. Don't buy into the emotionalism. Don't let the emotionalism take you away from the ultimate goal. The things that they're pursuing is not right for the people. It's just not. I mean, just take some time and do some research on your own. Don't just listen to Brandon Tatum. Do your research, man. When you look at the numbers, you'll say, this don't make any sense what they're doing with gun laws. Let me get in. I want to play a clip because I played what these maniac Democrats are saying. Democrat Representative Mondaire Jones, what he said, that dude don't know nothing about semi-automatic guns. We already heard what Joe Biden said. I want you to hear what Republicans are saying. Give me clip 7 from Ted Cruz.
Just about everybody agrees he's doing a terrible job. Just about everybody agrees this is a train wreck. And you know what's frustrating about it, Sean? Is he's not willing to change. He's not willing to change course. This speech tonight, once again, he chose to double down on hard left divisive politics. You know, when it comes to violent crime, listen, I was at Uvalde last week, the day after the shooting. I was there with the local officials and with law enforcement and with family members. What happened in Texas is horrific. And anyone with any heartbeat is horrified that 19 little boys and girls were murdered, that two teachers were murdered. And what does Joe Biden and the Democrats do? They don't come back and say, let's unite behind law enforcement to stop criminals, to keep our kids safe. No, they immediately demagogue and say the solution is to take away your weapons. The solution is to disarm law-abiding citizens.
Let's go to clip 3. I want to go to clip 3 from Jim Jordan. Because I think he's an amazing man. Jim Jordan, clip 3.
Understand what Democrats want to do. They want to tell you when you can get a gun, what kind of gun you can get, and where and how you have to store it in your own darn home. That is a direct attack on the Second Amendment. We've already seen what they've done to the First Amendment, what they've tried to do to your First Amendment liberties over the last year and a half. And now here they come for your guns. This is today's radical left. You know, bend the knee, wear the mask, give us your gun, and oh, by the way, you're going to pay $5 a gallon for gas. That is Joe Biden's America, and I don't think the American people are going to stand for it.
Thank you, Jim Jordan. I got to get Jim Jordan on the show. $10 now. I don't know where he was. He must be in Texas somewhere. It's way more than that. In some places, the cost per gallon is more than minimum wage. How in the world? Anyway, I got 2 callers calling in. I want you guys to, if you want to call in, 844-900-7243. Let me get Dennis from California. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hi, Brandon. How are you doing?
Yes, sir. I'm doing well. Welcome.
Your show is really, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
And I have a little question for you, if I could ask it.
Yes, sir.
I heard recently, after the shooting, I heard somebody say something about how this kind of correlated with the amount of marijuana use. And I've heard people kind of talk about this in the past. Some people that I respect quite a bit, and they said that there was a lot of things wrong with marijuana that shouldn't be used. And I think the thing that I heard was I think it creates some psychotic reactions, which is kind of ties in with shooting.
Dennis,
I wondered if you'd heard anything like that.
Dennis, thank you so much for the call. I have heard things like that, but I haven't been able to verify it. You know, I know some people that smoke weed, and I know some of them have some issues, and I don't know if the issues, the weed is suppressing the issues or the weed is causing the issues. You know, it's hard to tell, but Dennis, I would not be surprised if there is a correlation because, you know, marijuana on a mass scale, now they're cutting and putting all kind of stuff in weed now, especially if you're buying it illegally. Who knows what it's causing in the people? You know, I smoked weed when I was younger. You know, I'm grown now. After I left the police department, I could have smoked weed if I wanted to, but I want nothing to do with marijuana. I just personally don't want nothing to do with it. I think medical marijuana is a great tool to be used in the medical field. I always like natural medicine, but you know, the recreational smoking of marijuana, people do too much of it. And it could make you crazy. I'm not sure, but I'm going to do my research, Dennis, and I'll let the audience know what I find after I get, you know, a little more deep in the research. Line one, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hello, Officer Tatum. I'm a longtime caller for Larry Elders, my buddy, and Carl Jackson. And I've been listening to you and enjoying your show. Marijuana, some people have a better detox mechanism. They have more sulfur in their system. You got two kids, they get vaccinated, and one gets autistic and the other one doesn't. So it affects different people's brain. I heard there's mercury in it as well, in the marijuana. So it does cause some kind of schizophrenic behavior in some people, not all. But that's not the reason I call. The reason I call is the school shooting in Texas is what they politicized it. This tyrannic government is not a democratic government. I used to be a Democrat for many years. I didn't know what I was doing. I switched and I used to hate Trump, but I started listening to you guys, Larry Elder, Sokolov Law, and I got educated. And now I know this government that we have now is tyrannic. Everything they do is politicizing. They're trying to get control. If they care about kids, they want to have a chemical castration of kids, and they don't say the kids are community kids. And as far as controlling the guns, the schools and whatnot, the shootings are not just isolated to schools. There's churches and whatnot. There's everywhere. I think people should have security guards, should have more security cameras, and post it.
Thank you, Brian. Great points. Got to get to the break. You listen to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm out.
The Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Ladies, welcome back. Ladies, not just ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm married. Don't go there with me. No, I'm just playing. Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. As you know, our friend Michael Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't just stop creating the best pillows, which we sleep on every single night. I absolutely love the pillows. Michael Lindell have done it again by introducing the my slippers. For a limited time, you will save $90 off a pair of my slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last long, so order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop this slipper. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. If you're one of those people that like to wear your shoes in your house, made with My Pillow foam, impact gel to help prevent fatigue, made with quality leather suede. Call 1-800-976-8255. 800-387-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we were just talking about this, and I want the callers, y'all, hold on. Don't go nowhere. I'm going to get to you, I promise. We were just talking about it in the break. My guy Sean sent me an article about marijuana usage and its residual effects. And just because, correlation does not always mean causation, but at least you have the facts and understanding. You know, according to it's an article called Cannabis Causes Psychosis Caused Violence, written by a gentleman, a doctor named Alex Berenson, on May the 25th. And in an article, he describes some of the correlations between marijuana usage and violent criminals. I don't like to say the guy's name, but it was confirmed that the shooter in Uvalde had issues with using marijuana. Don't know how much he used, but he was upset because his grandmother and mother allegedly would not let him use marijuana. Nicholas Cruz, which is the Florida high school shooter, was heavily using marijuana, and that's what he told the police in a police interview. Devin Patrick Kelly, who shot up a Texas church and killed 26 people in 2017, before, you know, obviously killing himself, had a THC in his system when he died. Daryl Brooks Jr., last seen allegedly racing through the Waukesha Christmas parade, self-described as a stoner. And here's some statistical data that may become relevant. It says, meanwhile, cities like Portland, Oregon, have suffered an explosion in violence following the legalization of cannabis. Portland had 16 murders in 2013, the year before voting, legalization of marijuana in the law. Last year, they had 90, and it is on pace to do even more in 2022. It has gone from being one of the safest middle-sized cities in the United States of America to one of the most dangerous. Denver, Colorado has had a similar trend. Obviously, the legalization of cannabis is not the only reason, but it's one of the main drivers that this particular author believes is driving criminal violence. Now, like I said, is correlation, causation? I don't think so, but I think it's something to look into. Is the explosion of use of marijuana, is it causing people to become crazy? I'll say this, I don't know what the legal age of smoking marijuana is. I don't know if it's 21. People smoke it all day long, every day of multiple ages, illegally all the time. But I think what it does, and the reason why I don't like the legalization of marijuana, because I feel like it's introducing young people to a particular drug that their brains are not capable of functioning with. When you are young, the male brain frontal lobe is fully formed around 26 years old, 25, 26 years old. If you are smoking marijuana, which proven to kill your brain cells, especially if you're just getting toasted, that may be detrimental to your emotional development as a man. But anyway, I got a couple calls calling in. I have somebody calling in from Racine, Wisconsin. Eric, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hi, Officer Tatum. Thank you for your service, and thank you for bringing light to all the issues that you're bringing light to.
Am I saying that right, Racine?
Yes.
The phone cut out. I think we'll get him back.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you got your back. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. Eric, I'm saying it right. It's Racine?
Yes, it's Racine, Wisconsin.
And do you have information about the shooter at the funeral home or at the funeral site?
I don't have information about the shooter specifically. I know that the funeral that there was the shooting was a kid that got shot by a cop, and there was a lot of news about that, and they were burying him, and while they were burying him, a car drove up, and with what I understand to be automatic weapons, at least the people that I know that lived in the area said that the rounds that were going off were so fast that there's no way that it was a semi-automatic weapon. They shot up the funeral and hit several people. So,
what's the demographic of Racine? Eric, what's the demographic of Racine? What's the majority?
It's definitely a mix. It's a melting pot for sure. It's black, Mexican, white, you name it. I would say it's a resemblance of, you know, Chicago or Milwaukee. It's just an extension of either one of those two cities, really.
Okay. Eric, thank you so much for the call. I'm going to try to get some more people in here. Nathan from California, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. I got about 2 minutes.
Hey, how you doing, Officer Tatum?
I'm blessed, man. How you doing?
Doing well, sir. Blexit's amazing movement, I'm going to say that. And I just want to say that, you know, I basically just have a comment that I believe all of this, these little issues that are adding up, they all come down. All the Democrats are trying to do is to harness our fear and to, like, make us live off of fear. And I don't understand how people can do that, how you can live your life in fear. Like, I just really don't even get it, and it drives me nuts. And then one last comment. I've always thought that marijuana was just made you happy, hungry, and sleepy.
Nathan, thank you so much for the call. You know, it's funny because when I smoked marijuana, I was a kid, and I was 8 years old, so it made me dizzy, sleepy, and hungry at the same time. But I think that, you know, it probably responds or reacts differently in different people. And it may depend on what kind of marijuana you're smoking. You know, some people are smoking Primos and they don't know it. And a Primo is marijuana with other stuff in it. I think they put crack cocaine in it and put all kind of stuff in it. Or you smoking Sherm, which is marijuana, I believe, with embalming fluid in it. And that'll mess you up. It'll drive you crazy. So it really depends on the quality of weed you smoking, what weed you smoking, how much weed you smoking, and probably chemical imbalances in your body. So thank you for the call, Nathan. You're listening to the Officer Tatum Show. I'll try to get you guys after the break.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for joining this podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Good Ranchers. If you're interested, you want more information, go to goodranchers.com/Tatum to get more information.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.